Saddle up your horses.
Welcome to Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is the program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness, where the uncompromised Word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. For God has called us to stand for truth, and having done all to stand, we will stand. It's time to fight the good fight of faith to preserve our country, our families, fortunes, and sacred honor, to protect our property, our schools, and yes, maybe even salvage some of our churches. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Now, here is your host of Red Sky Radio, Rob Walter.
Well, hello, America, and welcome to Robin Walter's show here under the auspices of Red Sky Radio. Welcome. Thank you for joining us this blessed day. We've got so much to fit in today. I want to start with kind of rehashing an old announcement just so that people don't forget that the Robin Walter Show is now available on podcast. You get it different ways for all of the mediums. You would just type in the Robin Walter Show and you will be able to pull it up, whether it's on an Apple podcast, Amazon, the various ones, you've got your favorites. The only difference is on Rumble.com. Rumble.com, you just put in Robin Walter Show with no space between the words up there in the search column, and you will pull it up. But you can get it on Spotify. You can get it all sorts of ways, which I encourage you to certainly do. And definitely, if you are listening today but didn't hear last week's program, you have got to hear it. And that's what the title of the program is just you have to hear this program, dealing with some things about the digital vaccine code. The digital card for the COVID vaccine and how it just you just got to hear it. I can't go back into it because we've got so much to cover today. I wish this is one of those times we do this broadcast on Saturday on Friday. For release on Friday to some people who subscribe directly. And if you would like to do that, you can write me at robinwaltershow@gmail.com and we can have an email distribution of the program, which you will get shortly after it is produced on Friday. For the radio stations and the podcast, for the most part, it's a Saturday morning or late Friday night when it comes out. This is one of those times I wish I could do the program later, because 1 o'clock Pacific time, Friday, September 24th, they are going to release the results of the election audit in the state of Arizona. Now, depending upon what comes out of that, I may just simply do a separate special podcast. So you may want to look for it. That's the beauty about podcasts. I don't have to do them on Fridays. But I do it so it also dovetails with the stations that broadcast the program, which it's in a stated slot. So I need to stick to that slot. And those stations, those of you who hear it by that station method, will not be able to get that follow-up program. If I do it, maybe I won't. Maybe the results are not going to be that startling that would justify a separate podcast. But if it does, look for it. On your phone or your device or however you retrieve it. But that's the good news. We're going to have at least something definitive in a matter of hours come out regarding the election. And what happens if they prove that the election was stolen in Arizona? Because after all, that's really pretty much what Democrats stand for these days. We lie, we cheat, we steal elections. That's pretty much wraps it up. But those investigations are increasing in the states of Georgia and in Pennsylvania. And I guess you should probably add Michigan because it was stolen there. Isn't any question about it was stolen. And people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I am so tired of hearing the phrase conspiracy theory. People say it. Actually, in disbelief that there is any such thing as a conspiracy. They don't believe in conspiracies. They only believe in the theories, which, of course, is to say that everything is made up that seems too hard to believe. And people who spout conspiracy theory are moved by one of two things. If you're always going with conspiracy theory, and there are conspiracy theories out there, there isn't any question about it, that are not rooted, of course, in truth, because they wouldn't be a theory, they would be fact, right? But for those things that particularly the left today will call anything about the election conspiracy theory, because either A, they are afraid of the truth, and B, they know that they can't contain it. But they'll try. They will certainly try. So, and I mentioned a couple of times my middle-of-the-night revelation about this being the year 1776. Boy, oh boy, there are some programs percolating in my head I can hardly wait to get to. I'm just a little bit ahead of it. But I want to give you a little bit of some other good news, but it's more informational. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about a site called Gab, G-A-B, like, you know, we did a lot of gabbing, called Gab News. I love this site, and I would encourage you to check it out. It's a social media site, but it's unlike all the others. It really, truly is open and free, run by a very, very forthright, God bless him, CEO. And what he came out with the other day, I just want to share a couple of things so kind of get you excited to go check it out, is that they are looking to create a parallel economy. And on Gab News, you will be able, I think it's up there, that if you've been threatened with job loss or you lost your job because you wouldn't take the COVID treatment, we aren't calling it a VAX. No. It's a treatment, a jab, a shot. If you've lost your job, you're about to. They are building a job board on that site for people who are under that threat or have already paid the price. I don't know if it's listing particular jobs or if it's listing companies that will not mandate the treatment. Let's just call it that. Sounds Nazi-ish, doesn't it? Well, it kind of is, the treatment. Well, they're doing something else. This parallel economy, the idea is, look, we are getting squeezed about by corporate America, corporate big tech. Everything that is good and righteous is being called evil. Everything that's evil is being called good and righteous. That the need to form a parallel economy, one where Christians and other just simply good-thinking, right-thinking people can go to make purchases. And this Gab News is trying to develop that by sponsoring different various producers of, or advertising for different producers, such as newly established businesses, well-established businesses, politicians. They've got a rock band that they're pushing on their Christian crowdfunding. Isn't that interesting? Christian crowdfunding, Christian web pages. It's time. It's long past time. We don't need to suck up to big tech any longer and the social media slobs that just think that we're a bunch of slaves to a left-wing agenda, which they can't seem to make us quite fit into, but they keep trying and doubling and now tripling down in the effort to do so. So I'm going to try a product by a company called Dissident Soaps. A Christian-run family business that makes soap and deodorant and shampoo. And I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try to start supporting Christian businesses that make good products. Now, understand me. I am not in favor of Christian businesses that have lousy service or a lousy product. So I'm not going to push this particular company until I can speak authoritatively about it. But they're calling it Gabvertising. Brands who advertise on Gab will recognize Gab's growing relevance with tens of millions of current and potential customers. And what I like about this, these are companies that are not afraid to be open, bold about sharing their Christian patriotic views. Now, I want to tell you, earlier on, Robin Walter Show, you know, been Red Sky Radio for over a decade. We had made attempts to pick up a few advertisers early on. Now, if you take what I say today and recognize that what I'm saying today in many respects is not radically different than 10 years ago, you'll know how radical 10 years ago this program sounded. It's not so radical anymore because it's always been the truth. It's just that we have radically come to a point of having to recognize the truth. But 10 years ago, a little tougher getting advertisers because they think that being connected with this program might actually cost them business. And then I stopped doing it. I really should start picking it up so that I could we could expand the programming further through some advertising dollars. Right now it's subsidized by about 25% by contributors, listeners' contributions, which I greatly appreciate, and I love you guys. The other 75% is my after-tax paycheck from working. I don't mind it. It's my business. It's my ministry. But will this work? Will this work? Well, I hope so. If it doesn't work, it'll be an indication that we are even closer to the end times, where it says in Revelation 13, about 16 through 18, that you won't be able to buy or sell without having the mark of the beast in your hand or in your forehead. That's the correct translation. In, as in digital. Listen to last week's program. You got to hear it. If it does work, then we aren't quite as close as we think. If it doesn't work, because it gets shut down and we can't, in fact, buy anything unless going through the man, meaning corporate woke America, then we are much closer to the end and the mark of the beast than we'd think. So I don't know. We'll find out. But one other thing that I really like about this company, I just mentioned it, is that they've been threatened by the nation of Germany to censor themselves. Germany keeps threatening Gab News to quit with the news broadcasting that they do, things about COVID. I mean, one way or the other, it's an open forum. But the CEO wrote this. He said, "This week we received a huge packet of documents of fines and legal threats from the nation state of Germany. Gab is refusing and has refused for many years to comply with the German Network Enforcement Act. Gab is a U.S. company, and as such, we're under zero obligation to obey foreign laws from tyrannical governments." But for those unfamiliar, the Network Enforcement Act is a draconian German law aimed at combating, quote, fake news, end quote, on social networking sites. Fake news is, of course, whatever the German government says it is. For example, this week, Facebook deleted 150 accounts belonging to an anti-lockdown movement in Germany, likely at the request or demand of the German government under the Network Enforcement Act. Because of Gab's unwillingness to participate in state-mandated censorship of free speech, the German government is now coming after our bootstrapped tech startup with heavy fines and other legal action. "We are not lawless. We work diligently to stop and prevent illegal activity, but we are not going to obey German censorship laws and start censoring content that the German government doesn't like. That is not going to happen. We will disobey German censorship laws and not there to pick a fight with the state of Germany, but we're not under German law. We're under American law." Look them up. Check them out. This is a kind of gutsy, full-throated, solid, stiff spine that we need standing up in this country if we have any remote chance of surviving. I mean, it is just, it's what we've got to do as individuals. But there are a few companies that are out there leading the way. Well, I've got more that I wanted to share from Gab News, but I can't because I've got to get on to some topic here, topics dealing with COVID from yet a whole new perspective than what we've been talking about. And this deals with, and I led with this other story about Gab News because of the attempt to intimidate by companies, by nations, and to manipulate the dialogue. Now, this is very indicative of a one-world government attempt. The only startup that they're really willing to fund at big tech is for a one-world government, which, of course, we know leads to the mark of the beast, and we are headed that way. I mean, I was in a discussion the other day where a guy just kept telling me he could not imagine God would let us get slaughtered or go through the tribulation. I had to ask him, well, then where was God with the death of at least 11 of the 12 disciples, all who have been reported to have been slaughtered, butchered? How about the missionaries that have been killed and maimed and everything that has happened to them? How about all the Coptic Christians that were beheaded by ISIS in Egypt 4 or 5 years ago? You just go right on down the line. Why do we think we are so super special that we just can't be touched in this country? We can be, we are, and it's coming. So, I want to cover today a different aspect of the COVID, which deals with the misinformation, which is not put out by the anti-vaxxers, the people who are pushing the vaccination, loosely so-called, are the tip of the spear of misinformation. It's the left always calling and accusing somebody else of the very thing of which they consist of and do and say. Their best defense, they would say, is a good offense. Let's just accuse the others of what we're doing. And when the truth doesn't fit our narrative, we'll just say it isn't the truth, or we'll create a new truth, or we'll modify the narrative. So I want to lead with this story, which actually came out in May, to see just how they manipulate, shift, change, bob, weave, pivot, whatever you want to call it, to keep their narrative going along. But the problem which we are already seeing is that when you lie, you then need another lie to cover up the lie, and another lie to cover up the second lie, and then the first lie. And pretty soon, the person telling all the lies has no idea anymore what the truth is. They couldn't produce it if they were injected with a truth serum. They couldn't. They're so convoluted in their mind, and it implodes. We are seeing that now. More and more people who are thinking, why on earth did I vote for Joe Biden? What was I thinking? And these are independents. These aren't necessarily Democrats or Republicans. These are the independents who somehow got sucked into the Biden-Harris lying left-wing media vortex. And now are just seeing one inconsistency after another. And does the media or the pharmaceuticals surrender? No, they double down, they triple down. So let me start with something back in May. The CDC, the Center for Deception and Control, they published a report on May 28th. Okay, so we're already 4 months ago. Seems like an eternity, doesn't it? 4 months ago. That said that the mask wearing by children in schools where masks were required produced no significant statistical difference from schools and the COVID rate where they were not required to mask up. They admitted it. There was no statistical difference in the COVID experience among students in mask mandating schools versus schools where there was no mask mandate. They acknowledged that. What they did show also back in May, though, was that there was something that did make a big difference among kids. Keeping in mind, I mean, I've heard, just two or three other kids just yesterday that got COVID. They're in high school. And, they're over it. They got it, week long. They're over it. Hardly any kid dies. I mean, it's so what, one? Not 100, one in 125,000 kids. It's a one in, 120,000 kids that actually get it that pass away. And now we're talking comorbidities. It is, and Anthony Fauci lies through every stinking orifice of his body, when he says that COVID has killed more children than the flu. Absolute lie. But nobody's there to call him out on it except a few networks that the majority don't listen to. That's why they can continue this Orwellian 1984 dictate that the truth is whatever we say it is. And keep in mind, the bigger the lie, the more people tend to suck for it. They suck up to it. The more they're likely to get sucked into that vortex, the bigger the lie. Who said that? Who was it that said, don't tell them a small lie, tell them big lies. They're more likely to believe the big lies. Answer? If you guessed Adolf Hitler, you would be correct. So, what the report showed 4 months ago, four months ago, is that what did change was improved ventilation. So the schools that had a significantly lower COVID-19 rate were schools that had superior ventilation. Keep the air moving. Go through the filters, whatever you want to do. Isn't that what, and don't we know that from planes? Planes, I mean, I've been flying a lot the last few months, and what I hear every time I'm on the plane is that we have improved state-of-the-art air ventilation and purification system on our planes. Moving air, for some reason, takes down respiratory disease, transmission of I don't quite understand that, except that I've known for a long time that, and I'm going to get a little bit graphic here, but if a deer or a cow poops or pees in a stream, okay, you don't want to drink that water, right? You're going to get, what is it, Giardia. Okay, if nothing else pooped or peed in that stream for something like a half a mile or something like that, there was nothing else, you could drink the water. You could drink it. The distance, the faster the water moved, the quicker the natural purification that occurred. I don't understand it. I read that a long time ago. I've read it multiple times. There seems to be something related to that as it is connected in this context with the transmission of COVID-19. And that is increase the airflow, improve the transmission. So now why do I say this and bring this out from 4 months ago? Because the CDC is no longer saying this. The CDC is saying kids need to wear masks in school. They have totally changed it because the truth did not accomplish the intended purpose, and that is to let people know what they could do and not do or have to do and not have to do. But the CDC is so co-opted by the jackasses in the Biden administration who only are interested in control, 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 that the CDC has changed now. Have the statistics changed regarding ventilation? Is there any statistical difference now between masked and non-masked schools? No. And the CDC does not cite any new evidence that would have changed what they said 4 months ago, except that what they said 4 months ago reduced the amount of control the administration was able to exercise in the public general public. It's like a general's attorney. They're really talking about the attorney generals. They say it the other way around. Okay, how about the federal government whistleblower here, Dr. Maria Gonzalez, ER doctor working for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She has gone on record. Gosh, God bless Project Veritas. These guys are just absolutely fabulous. Gutsy, smart, intelligent. God gives them favor. God bless them. But they went public with the fact that the government cover up the people who are dying left and right from the vaccine, loosely so-called. She was so upset. She said, quote, all this is BS, except she didn't use the initials, BS. She said, we have a patient who has myocarditis due to the COVID vaccine. But now they, the government, they're not going to blame the vaccine. I'm quoting her. You can see it on a video. Let me see if I can give you the video site, because you got to. Actually, if you either, and don't go in through Google. Google won't take you there. I can prove to you that Google will not take you to these freedom of information-based sites, because they want to control your thoughts. They're the thought police. They are the modern-day Nazis, even though they claim to be anti-fascists. They are the prima donnas of fascists. But if you go under Project Veritas, which means truth, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, or maybe under DuckDuckGo, you Google federal government whistleblower goes public with secret recordings. Just get part of that, and you should probably get there. Listen to it. Watch it. These are undercover recorded conversations of hospital employees who say this is indeed a bunch of governmental BS, that they are that the shots, the jabs, the treatments, they're not telling the people the truth about the consequences. They are do not do what they are supposed to do in most cases, and they cause a huge amount of damage in many others. And why is it that somehow, magically, mysteriously, every young kid who dies from getting the jab, the treatment, has myocarditis? They say, well, it wasn't the shot, it was myocarditis. Well, the shot causes myocarditis, which then kills a kid. So from the first story, dealing with something that the CDC has had to change and moderate and massage, you see that that the pandemic propaganda does not consist of only what they are saying. It also consists of what they refuse to say. And that's what this Project Veritas piece, the federal government whistleblower piece, reveals. That there is, and I've never thought of it that way, propaganda exists not just from what is being said, because it's propagated. I realize that. That's the verb for the noun. But for the purposes of manipulation, it also consists of what they are not saying by design, to deceive, to mislead, to keep you in the dark. And who is it that's out to keep us in the dark? Is it not the enemy of our souls? Is it not Satan? Is it not Lucifer, who's no longer light, but he's darkness? Are we not called to be salt and light? But the media, the Democrats, all that, they're grease and darkness. They're not salt and light. And what does it tell us to do in the book of Ephesians? One of the reasons this program, the Robin Walter Show, exists is because it states as a command in Scripture to expose the works of darkness. Darkness does not expose itself. It requires light. That's why you have to be salt and light. You are part of the exposition process, just like this program is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Rob Walter with the Robin Walter Show.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358.
Thank you. black dogs, Democrats. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact. My dog might be a Democrat.
We're back. This is the Robin Walter Show, continuing with the topic of today's program, the COVID cover-up and the propaganda machine, the disinformation and misinformation generated by virtually everybody in any measure of authority, as they have all given in to the great seducer, I guess, the devil himself, as they just being sucked into this unchristian, anti-Christian vortex designed to manipulate and control us. You know, I wanted to say, and maybe there's going to be a program a couple weeks down the road. It's stirring in my heart, which is going to be entitled, I know the title is, it's going to be called Braveheart and the Bible. But I was thinking about that scene where Mel Gibson as William Wallace is in front of all these people who do not want to fight against King Edward of England for the purpose of establishing Scottish freedom. And it's a great speech. But the point was is that you don't have a life without freedom. If you read the journals of slaves, it's a compromised life if there isn't freedom. Indentured servants, people who are in, prisoner of war, POW camps. Freedom is absolutely everything. It's what drove the settlers of this country to take the chance of risking their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor, as we have in the intro to this program, for the establishment of this country. And without information, the press was designed to be able to say that which the politicians wouldn't, to bring out the truth, to expose the works of darkness. Now the press is simply is the marketing agency of the Democrat Party. That's all they are. They're the on the street pimps for the Democrats. And the media has so given itself over, 94-95% of all journalists vote Democrat? And they make no intention to really exercise much discretion in hiding their bias. And in fact, because they think they have so much wind at their back, they're increasingly bold in their marginalizing, ostracizing, criticizing, attacking, denigrating Christians and anybody who would be out there attempting to get the truth out. And so my next story is by design the third one in this series to show the deception, the manipulation, and the propaganda of the CDC not being just in what they say but also in what they don't say. So let me jump back about a month. Now we're getting a little more current. And I take this piece from the Christian Post written by a great columnist. This guy he's the real deal. He's the co-founder of the Radiance Foundation, Ryan Bomberger. And I'm going to read a portion of his piece because he says it better than I can. But I remember hearing about this, that the CDC said that there was an event in Barnstable, and I think that's not called Barnstable. I think it's Barnstable County, Massachusetts. That where because of picnicking and outside fun, all this stuff occurring outside, people were still catching COVID like crazy. And it was the basis for the CDC to contend that you should consider wearing masks even when you are outside, which then meant without saying it should be an absolute no-brainer to wear it inside. Because if you could catch COVID outside, you definitely should wear it inside, the mask. Well, I told you, last week I was between, or 2 weeks ago now, what, 108,000 people in University of Michigan Stadium and 65,000 in the Detroit Lion Ford Field. Nobody wearing masks because I'm within 175,000 people. Now, I'm not here tempting God or anything of that sort or bragging. I'm just saying my confidence is that this plague shall not come nigh thee, shall not come near me. There may be some that fall on the right and some that fall on the left. But quoting from Psalm 91, this plague is not coming near me. It's not a heady, hoity-toity attitude. I placed my trust and confidence in my Savior. I placed my trust in the great physician, not these so-called physicians, which you will be shocked to hear about in a few minutes with an upcoming story. But first, this from Ryan Bomberger, talking about all these people who got COVID just playing outdoor, having a good time, hot fun in the summer sun. Who was it that sang that song? Can't remember. I used to know that stuff. But anyway, that was their point. So Barnstable County. So he went and he dug into this. Here's what he found out. He said the CDC had strongly recommended that everyone wear masks indoors based on what happened in Barnstable County this summer, which was an outdoor event. So shouldn't we care about what produced the federal agency's pandemic response? Ryan asks. The CDC report starts off, during July 2021, 469 cases of COVID-19 associated with multiple summer events and large public gatherings in Barnstable County, Massachusetts, were identified among Massachusetts residents. Okay, sounds bad, right? Well, I guess that would be 469 people getting COVID outdoors. That's news, but they used it and didn't tell you the rest of the story. What the CDC never mentions, not once, though they reference Barnstable County over 8 times in the report, they never mention the county's principal town, which is Provincetown, which is a queer mecca. It is a queer hot spot, if you will. That's the hot fun in the summer sun they're having. A queer mecca to tens of thousands of homosexual men and women. In fact, the town's Chamber of Commerce, he writes, confirms such a description, stating on the website that, quote, LGBTQA plus visitors are a major component of Provincetown's tourism economy and continue to make Provincetown one of the top GLBT destinations in the entire world. Now, he goes on to say, from an epidemiological standpoint, this doesn't make that town representative of the general population at all. Because he goes on to report that what the CDC never mentions is the fact that this town, when all these people caught it outside, was hosting Bear Week. That was the event that was at the center of the spread, Bear Week, like B-E-A-R, not B-A-R-E, although maybe it meant ultimately turned out to be the same thing. Now, hang on. I'm not here to offend you, but you need to know the truth. We need to expose the works of darkness. So here goes. What Bear Week is celebrated by the Tourism Council of Provincetown. Thousands come in, and it is the, quote, largest gathering of bears in the world, end quote. Well, what are bears? You got to know queer talk. You got to know queer agenda to understand what bears are. They are hairy and overweight queer men, typically overweight. They let in some skinny guys, right? Fatty and skinny went to bed. Fatty rolled over and skinny was dead. I guess you got to have those few skinny guys in there too. Overweight queer guys that are really hairy. Those are the bears. Tens of thousands come to Provincetown. And the website, Tourism Council website, proclaims, quote, "You know what you're getting into when you attend," end quote. Well, by getting into, what they mean is a week-long queer orgy among strangers. It's Sodom and Gomorrah on parade. It's Sodom and Gomorrah under the lights. It's outside. Oh, are we on to something here? CDC doesn't tell you that the town in Barnstable County is Provincetown. They just say it's the county. So the other piece of propaganda, if you will, by virtue of omission, is this. The news piece omits the curious fact that 87% of those infected in Provincetown, remember there's 469 breakout cases among people who weren't wearing masks outside, having hot fun in the summer sun. Therefore, you got to wear these masks indoors. 87% of those infected were, guess what? Men. Bears. Do they tell you that? No, of course they don't. That's why the CDC is just simply, that's why I say it's a center for deception and control. They're just nothing but a shill and a propaganda wing of a Democrat government. No wonder increasingly people don't believe them. The CDC has long been held to a double standard when it comes to health. We know that. I mean, goodness sakes, you know what, I got to keep moving. I don't want to go into this other thing it was about, because they would lie about so much stuff, other than to say that back in 2012, I'll bring out just this one point. The CDC had capitulated on some basic medical facts and reported the exponential increase in sexually transmitted diseases among homosexual men did in fact exist. They finally admitted it and then blamed the high rates of sexually transmitted diseases on what? You can guess. Homophobia. Phobia is a fear. How is a fear of queers that which produced an exponential sexually transmitted disease rate among queer men? See, the CDC has been on a slippery, slouching slide towards Gomorrah for a long time. So what we have here are sexual activities that are engaged in which have zero bearing on our health outcomes. Is that what they say? Yeah. And these demographic disparities. So does it matter how we choose, how we behave regarding COVID? Of course it does. Like the sexually transmitted diseases, which was politicized. The coronavirus is highly transmissible. And it migrates based on the manner in which it spread. Well, guess what? A whole bunch of bears having queer sex in public all together with strangers. Why is it any surprise that 87% of the infected were males? Any surprise? No. But did they tell you that? No. This is why we don't believe the CDC for jack anymore. They say, well, believe the science. Well, you know what? I do believe what the CDC is saying is science, but it's not natural science. It's political science. I majored in it in college. I know all about it. Okay, continuing on with the deception, but now we're on to the gaslighting, the intimidation, the manipulation. CNN has come out and claims that Americans are not smart enough to do their own research on COVID vaccines, and that's why they need to listen to the health authorities. Now, why are they saying that? They're saying, look, nobody's going to the library and looking up authoritative sources. That's what CNN is claiming. We're not going, so we have to listen to CNN and get our truth from CNN. Well, we are trying to do our research, you jerks. They're upset because we don't believe the left anymore. The left-wing narrative is becoming increasingly shrill and intimidating, and if they have to cram and ram and slam and jam it down your throat, we aren't into trying to swallow an elephant anymore. But that's what they're trying to get us to do. See, the media wants to be the only authoritative source. And because they can't control us, because we actually are doing our own research, because we're at least trying to do our own research, they're telling us that we need to just and only listen to them because we aren't smart enough to do our own research. Well, I'll tell you what, who the stupid people are. The stupid ones are the ones that believe in CNN. The stupid ones are the ones who voted for Joe Biden. I mean, goodness sakes. So this is just, is this a backdoor approach like Facebook, Google, and YouTube censoring all non-conforming thought? The CNN wants us to then consider that anything that is contrary to the official narrative is a non-conforming thought and therefore cannot possibly ever lead us to the real truth about COVID vaccines, research, and all of that stuff. They want you dumb and stupid and relying on them. And then CNN nitwit Brian Stelter said, he said, do your own research. He said, those four words, do your own research, are hurting the U.S. pandemic response. No, Brian, our doing our own research is saving a whole bunch of lives by not listening to you. Now, the last, I got to hurry up and fit this in. It keeps getting worse. That was a few days ago. This is just from yesterday. If you think you can trust your doctor anymore, I know I'm sounding like, gosh, this Walter guy, he's a conspiracy theorist. But, well, you know what? If it's a theory, then call me a conspiracy theorist. However, if it's true, it's no longer theory. So the American Medical Association, might as well just call it the American Mandate Association. They are now schooling doctors on word manipulation, to quote Bob Unruh with WorldNet Daily here. Thank you, Bob. He is a fantastic reporter. On word manipulation as efforts to push an experimental, I don't even, it's not a vaccine, it's a treatment. But that conjures up Nazi experimentations, doesn't it? Well, yes, it does. And maybe that's appropriate because we are the lab rats. It's not just you, Jews, and a few minorities in Germany, it's a whole American population they want to use as lab rats. But Dr. Joseph Mercola, an osteopathic physician, best-selling author in the areas of natural health, has stated the word manipulation is unbelievable coming out of a recently released guide from the American Medical Association. So listen to this. Mercola says that the AMA COVID-19 guide for winter 2021 has a section called, quote, background messaging on vaccines, vaccine clinical trials, and combating vaccine misinformation, end quote. Well, that's what this program is trying to do, is to combat vaccine misinformation. That's what a lot of people are attempting to do, is to combat the misinformation, which, of course, is coming from the WHO and the CDC. Mercola says, quote, that this raises serious questions about the AMA's adherence to transparency, honesty, ethics, and moral standards to which it will hold its members. He says that the AMA not only has 9 key messages for doctors to emphasize, like an advertising theme, but instructs them how to use certain words. This is your doctor who you go to and confide in to get the truth. So I want you to have the guts when you go to your doctor. I don't care if you've been with him 25 years. Next time I see mine, I'm going to ask him. Are you subscribing to the AMA COVID-19 guide for background messaging, how to deal with misinformation? Are you subscribing to their guide for dealing with messaging about the COVID vaccine? Ask them. Here's why you want to know. These are a couple examples. So that they are now told to not say the word coronavirus or COVID-19. But to instead to use the word pandemic. And instead of the word hospitalization rates, they are told to deflect away from hospitalization rates because a gazillion people all over the place, from Israel to Gibraltar to places in the United States, are sitting in hospitals because they got COVID after they got the jab, the treatment. Don't use the word hospitalization rates. Deflect and use the word deaths. Even though, as Unruh states, the words have completely different meanings. They are told to no longer use the word government, but to instead say public health agencies. And instead of consequences for not taking the vaccine, they're supposed to only talk about the benefits of taking it. Now, what kind of doctor, would it not be the crappiest of crappy doctors who would only tell you the benefit of taking something and never tell you about the side effects or the possible consequences? I mean, goodness, you advertise a drug on TV for 15 seconds and they have 25 seconds they have to devote to the fact that it could cause blindness, could cause death, could cause this, and they go on for 25 seconds with all the consequences. But they're being told to not tell you about the consequences for taking the jab, the treatment, and only the, quote, benefits of taking it, end quote. The doctors are told not to tell patients, quote, getting the vaccine is the right thing to do, but instead they're being told to tell the patients, getting the vaccine will keep you safe, end quote. Well, that's a lie. Call me, call some other lawyer, get ready to sue the butt and have his derriere hanging in the smokehouse, the doctor that tells you it's safe, when you end up in the hospital, or have your family call me if you're dead because you died from taking the vaccine. Finally, he said, it's no longer use the word lockdown, but use the phrase stay at home order. That wasn't the last one. I got one more. This may be the most telling point of all of it. Don't say COVID mandates. Say COVID protocols. He says, you've probably heard there's a lot of disinformation surrounding COVID-19 vaccines, and if you heard it from the government, mainstream media, big tech, academia, or any of the various vaccine nannies doing their part to fight the so-called pandemic of the vaccinated, they were talking about people like Dr. Joseph Mercola. So the people who say our claims about the vaccines are disinformation are either lying or are so indoctrinated by pandemic panic theater that they cannot recognize a clear truth. We are not the ones who are spreading the disinformation. We are not the ones claiming the COVID injections are safe and effective when every ounce of evidence demonstrates they are neither. Our accusers are projecting, and thanks to the arbiters of truth and corporate media, it seems to be working. For the people who are getting the most airtime are the ones who are actually the ones spreading the misinformation. And Dr. Mercola finishes with this. He said, all of this brings to mind Isaiah 5:20. So we're talking about a Christian physician here. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. For the AMA, the column explains, is going as far as it can to educate doctors on psychological manipulation tactics that they can use to get vaccine skeptics to take the jab. Wow. They're teaching doctors how to lie better, giving them tips and tricks on coercion, gaslighting, and intellectual subterfuge for the sake of defending their agenda. They're aimed at teaching doctors how to foster confidence in the medical profession, but in general, but specifically to their advice on COVID-19, by lying. There's a full page of instructions on how to steer the conversation, how to block, deflect, and stall when faced with tough questions where an honest answer might actually break the official narrative, and instead steer the conversation back to the narrative by saying, before we leave this matter, let me add that this is what the report says. And they're told that if they're asked an unwanted question, they're to say, well, that's a common misperception, but the reality is, well, whatever. Are these doctors? These are the doctors who took the Hippocratic Oath, but now they're being told to take the hypocritical oath. Well, what does the Bible say about all this? Write this down. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. End quote. God has instructed us to oppose false science. Follow the science, they say. Well, guess what? Following the word of God will lead us to the real science, not the misinformation and disinformation. This is Robin Walter encouraging you all to sit tall in the saddle. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Look for a podcast maybe in a couple of days if the news in Arizona breaks the way we think it's going to. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.